Well, one of the major responses by governments to try to contain the coronavirus has been to close borders to Chinese citizens. But it's not the World Health Organization's preference. And now one expert is calling it unlawful, unethical and counterproductive. Alex Tai reports.
In Hong Kong, health workers are striking for a third day with one demand, that Hong Kong close its borders to China. Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam has closed some smaller border crossings, but she insists she won't give in to the demands to shut the border entirely. But there's been a swathe of countries taking exactly that move. Russia has closed the entirety of its land border with China, and Singapore, the United States and Australia have all banned non-citizens who have been in mainland China in the last 14 days from entering. The World Health Organization, or WHO, overnight recommended that borders remain open and that no trade and travel restrictions are placed on China.
There is no reason for measures that unnecessarily interfere with international travel and trade.
Rainer McIntyre is a professor of global biosecurity from the University of New South Wales Kirby Institute. She says quarantines can be effective in slowing the spread of the disease.
Quarantine and border control are some of the measures you can use to control and prevent an epidemic. And if a pandemic is going to occur, we may not be able to prevent it altogether. But if we can delay it, during that period of delay, maybe there'll be a vaccine available.
But, she says, there are costs to border closures, including economic costs. Adam Kemrent-Scott is an associate professor at the University of Sydney and a specialist in global health security and international relations. Professor Kemrent-Scott questions the legality of border closures.
These measures also contravene the WHO's recommendations, and there is an international agreement that all governments have signed up to, called the International Health Regulations.
The International Health Regulations are a treaty which entered into force in 2007. Lawrence Gostin is a professor of global health law at Georgetown University and is currently in Geneva working with the WHO. He says countries like Australia, which have closed their borders to those travelling from China, have overreacted and have breached the International Health Regulations.
It's unlawful, unethical, and counterproductive in every way possible.
And why is it unethical for countries to ban people from travelling?
Well, it's unethical because people have the human right to freedom of movement, unless, of course, they can pose a danger to others.
People who are really worried about this coronavirus might think that it is necessary to stop people travelling into their countries for the protection of their health and safety. How do you respond to those kind of concerns?
Well, I do believe in the principle of taking precautions. You know, the precautionary principle is absolutely right, and we are at a critical juncture. But to ban all outright travel has no evidence behind it and can be counterproductive. So you want to take caution. Of course you do. But you also want to take reasonable steps to safeguard human freedoms and human rights.
Health Minister Greg Hunt is defending the government's response.
We've made some of the most forward-leaning decisions in the world. They've been difficult decisions, but they've been made on the basis of the medical advice, and we will implement the medical advice.
The Health Department has sent us a statement saying that under the International Health Regulations, Australia is required to notify the WHO of additional health measures and provide its scientific rationale, which it has.
Alex Tai, our reporter there.